Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Jane Pollock is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's back with us. She's actually came back. How about that? I like it when people join us and then later they come back. That tells me something. Well, actually, what it tells me is that they really care a lot about you, small business owners. They know how hard you work. They know how dedicated you are. They're so proud of what you're doing and how important you are to the world, in fact. And Jane knows that. Jane's a successful entrepreneur. She's a public speaker, a business coach. She's an egg decorator par excellence, the author of Decorating Eggs. How about that? That would be good, wouldn't it, if one of her books was about decorating eggs. And also, her newest book, I think, is called, I think it's the newest one, Sole Proprietor, 101 Lessons from a Lifestyle Entrepreneur. Jane Pollock, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. No longer doing the eggs.
I know, but I love...
I had to say no to something.
I know, but I love talking about it, because I love these eggs. But the egg book came first, right? So there's no question which came first, the egg or the entrepreneur, right? The egg
that's
came
right.
first, then the entrepreneur.
It hatched
right out of there. Yeah. Well, they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing, Jane. let's tell the audience what a lifestyle entrepreneur is.
You know, I heard a really good definition recently. I attended something where women were actually creating a business in order to sell it, and a lifestyle entrepreneur creates a business to do it for the rest of their lives. It's something they're passionate about.
Say that again. Repeat that. This is going to be on the test, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, a lifestyle entrepreneur creates a business to sustain them and their families or whoever for the rest of their lives. It's something that they're passionate about, and they have no intention of packaging it to sell it.
Or necessarily to scale it. To become global or to go public or to get mezzanine financing or whatever.
Right. It's really to suit a lifestyle, and that doesn't mean that they don't make lots of money, but their intention is really to have them work on the business rather than the business running them. So,
but here's something
that's,
I think
that's a big difference.
Here's something I think should be said, though, Jane. I think most people who start out as a small business owner don't actually contemplate what you just said. They never say, I'm going to be a lifestyle entrepreneur, or, you know what I mean? I think, don't you think that it comes later that they, not that they thought that they were going to scale it and then later decide that that's not what they're going to do. But I mean, I just think when people start out, they don't really put themselves into those kinds of categories. What do you think?
You know, well, what I think is that they're probably evolved like I did. I was home with kids. I started doing something that could sell. I didn't even know. I thought I was a freelance artist.
You didn't know you were a business owner, did you, for a
long time? I didn't know I was an entity until I started getting more interested in it. So I think that lifestyle business owners evolve, and then they say, oh, this is what I am, rather than saying, I'm going into business as a means of making money. People are more savvy today, and the world is more defined, so maybe they do, but certainly that wasn't my experience, and a lot of people I know also kind of emerged as business owners. They didn't say, now I'm going into business.
Well, see, the reason I think this is important for us to talk about, Jane, is because a lot of times when we see business owners in the media, these are people that the media have found that have some exciting story. These are high energy people. They're going for their third round of financing and blah blah blah. A lot of times we see things like that, and those people who are lifestyle entrepreneurs, whether they realize that they are or not, but they don't really have any heavy ambitious goals for this business to conquer the world. I think sometimes when they see that, they get the feeling that maybe they're a child of a lesser small business god or something. And I don't want them to think that.
I want them to realize that.
Go ahead.
I think they don't often see themselves on the business pages. They often turn out more in a life, you know, in the women's section or the lifestyle section, and they're doing this interesting thing. But every once in a while, in the Wall Street Journal or locally, we have something called the Fairfield County Business Journal. They have the Passion to Profits page, and those are always people who are lifestyle entrepreneurs.
I made a trip to Copenhagen a year ago, June, to talk about entrepreneurship in Denmark, and there were some people there from the United States, from one of the federal governments, and this was just one guy's opinion, but he thought that the only people who really mattered were gazelles, what he called gazelles.
Yeah.
You know, these are the companies that are going to go from 2 employees to 2,000 employees in 5 years. And I asked him, I said, where do you think gazelles come from?
I think, you know, it's a perspective, and we're not even on his radar, but you know what, somebody like him isn't on my radar either, and he was the one with the microphone, so that's what you heard. So just, you know, take what you like and leave the rest. I think he doesn't, you know, he doesn't know, and that's okay. That doesn't offend me. I just think it's narrow thinking.
Well, the only thing that bothered me, and I took him, we had a very healthy conversation. I took him to task a little bit because I reminded him that, you know, that there are the gazelles out there are, you know, numbered in the thousands, whereas the rest of small business owner, which makes up over half the U.S. economy, are numbered in the millions. So
right, we out employ, we out earn all of that, you know, because there's far more of us doing the smaller work. So that's just his opinion.
But also, and I pointed out that these things just happen sometimes. I mean, I know you and I both know people who started out. We would have called them a lifestyle entrepreneur in the beginning, even though they wouldn't have even thought about it that way. But over the next 10 or 20 years, they became a world beater. Look at Mrs. Fields.
Exactly. And the woman who created Spanx, I don't know if you know what that is.
She's been on my show. I sure do.
She's fantastic. She definitely
I love her product. I use it all the time.
she had the intention of creating something that would be an international success. So she is fabulous. So, you know, I think there are all kinds. What I wanted to talk about was blogging. I don't know if you had, if I can move it towards
yes,
that.
Yes, that's exactly, I wanted to go there.
Great.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's such an important conversation. I was not anti-blogging. I just thought, oh, no, not another thing. And then I read a book called Naked Conversations. Have you had them on your show?
No,
or do you know
I have
about
not.
That book?
It's a
world-changing book. It really got me to understand why I, as a sole proprietor, should be blogging and talking to my community. And so I wanted to talk about how important it's become. I only start, and I'm not a, you know, high-tech person, so I thought it would be interesting for listeners to hear somebody who is brand new to blogging say why it's so important.
I like that idea, and we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jane Pollock is our guest. Her book is called Soul, S-O-U-L, Proprietor. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check those out. Use them to your advantage. And don't forget, askjim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you get small business answers now. And smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you find the show and all the other things we do here. Jane Pollock is our guest. She's the author of Soul Proprietor. Jane, give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
It's Jane Pollock, JanePollak.com. And since I'm going to be talking about blogs, my other website is JanePollakBlog.com. So they can go there and find all of it.
All right. And what about the book? Where can we find that?
On my site and also Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
Right. Sounds good. Check that out. Soul Proprietor, S-O-U-L, Proprietor. Jane, you were reluctant. You were a reluctant blogger, weren't you?
I was, and now I'm the most enthusiastic blogger, so I really want to infuse people with the power of blogging and the excitement of blogging and how transformative it is. You know, so many people say, I just don't have time to add another thing, but this is the thing that you need to add. And I say that as a convert, and, you know, my experience of it already in the 3 short months I've been doing it has been transformational.
How has it transformed you?
Well, a couple of things. One is that after reading this book, Naked Conversations, I realized that...
Who wrote that book? Do you know?
You know, I don't have their names.
Conversations. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, just it's life-changing.
You can find it.
You can find it. What they said is that basically the web has opened up so that now instead of posting something like just a brochure or a telephone page ad, we're now in conversation with our communities, and it's all about communities and building from within our communities. So the blog gives you the opportunity to reach out to your community and say what's important to you about that. So what I do
What if they all answer back?
That would be great. Chances are four will. So there's, you know, if they, you know what they said, everything never changes. So what happens is you get a trickle and then you get a stream and maybe a flood, but it won't that be great. But what it does is it has me filtering everything through the eyes of my community. Will this interest my community? What can I tell my community about what I just heard? So, for instance, I was at a macrobiotic conference. Macrobiotic is a way of eating, and I thought, this has nothing to do with my business, except one of the speakers said that the number one issue in women today is that their livers are blocked. So this has to do with health. Their livers, the sort of the brain organ of the body.
Just women?
Well, primarily women. And the number one way to unblock that, besides conscious eating, is to discover what it is you want to do in life and do it, which is the number one thing in coaching. What do you really want to do? So I went there for myself and health reasons, and I came out with something that I will deliver to my audience. So because I have my antenna up about what's, you know, what reaches my audience, I filter everything through that. So life has become so interesting and exciting. It's like I'm a journalist saying, okay, community, here's what I find interesting.
Well, exactly. Of course, that's what a blog does. It makes you a journalist, and whether you want to, you know, whether you're considered, you know, you can be a journalist without being considered a New York Times, you know, editor journalist, but you're still a journalist.
It's what I choose to focus on for my audience, and hopefully it's going to be interesting to them, and I'll hear back from them, or they'll say, did you know about this? I want to get them all talking to each other.
Right, so for you, it's important because you're building this community, but if you've got a business, if you've got a regular business, like, you and I don't have regular businesses. We have these weird businesses, but a regular business where you have, you know, definitely have products to sell every day, all day long, if you can get your customers to come back and have these conversations with you, that's really a big deal, isn't it?
Well, in Naked Conversations, the story that turned it around for me was a guy who was a Savile Row tailor in London, and he would come to New York and sell one or two suits for $4,000. When he started blogging, he started selling 4, 10, 40 suits.
Wow.
Because his community found him, because that's an unusual Google search to put in Savile Row tailors.
Right.
And his story was the thing that really got me. It's because I don't need a million clients. I need, you know, a handful of people to coach. But I also want people to know what I stand for, and that's where I do want thousands of people and millions of people who say, you know what, it's great to be a lifestyle entrepreneur. It's the way I want to live. And that's the message that I carry as well.
I think some small business owners worry that once they get connected to the blog and they start tracing that, you know, they start following all those threads, that they'll spend more time doing that than they will actually doing their work. What do you say to those guys?
Well, I think you can say that about anything. You know, you can say that about, you know, writing your newsletter or going to a conference. You can lose yourself. That's a discipline thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I set a timer. I'm gonna stay on the internet for an hour.
But when people get back to you on your blog, is it like not answering the phone?
No, I always respond. I haven't had more than like 8 comments at once, so it's manageable. And it's very exciting. That's what I want. It's like going to a networking event and hanging out to have coffee with somebody afterwards. If there's a purpose to what you're doing, then it makes sense to spend the time with those people.
It's a high-class problem if that happens. And
you bet.
And now you're saying, hey, I think I'm onto something.
And you also, what you want to do is get connected with the influencers in your industry. So read their blogs.
Right.
Comment on them and have them be aware of you. I commented, there's a woman, Ann Tainter, whose business is making smart people smile since 1985, and she had a button that said, you know, stop me before I volunteer again. That's a big issue for people that I know, and I wanted to order it, and I went to her website. She had been in O Magazine, and it was sold out. So I blogged about that. I got in, and they contacted me. So it's a way of really rising above the crowd right away.
Can we find out more about your coaching on your website, janepollock.com?
You sure can.
Hey, thanks, Jane. Will you come back another day real soon?
You bet. Anytime.
Thanks. Jane Pollock, ladies and gentlemen. P-O-L-L-A-K. Stay with us. Quick break. Right back. We'll be right back. Thank you. I feel nice.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.